Hello and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. This is episode 70 and today it's just myself, Abby. I hope you're all well. Welcome back if you're a regular listener of the Finding Your Feet podcast, and if you're a new listener then welcome to our community. Me and Grace have really noticed another growth spurt recently, which is really, really good. So grateful for every single one of you. I'm sure it was the most downloads we've ever had in a week. I was like, wow, spicy. It just makes me so excited when I think of all you new people joining the community. So for all you new beautiful listeners that may not know, our podcast is sponsored by the incredible company BetterHelp, and BetterHelp are a professional online counseling service that can set you up with a therapist in under 2 days. It's basically therapy, which is all online, done from the comfort of your own home at a more affordable price than your traditional offline counseling. Our whole podcast is all about questioning everything so that you can really develop into the best version of yourself. So if you're someone that has always been kind of drawn to therapy, like you've always liked the idea of going discovering more about yourself or maybe just working on your mental health, then BetterHelp can be an incredible option for you. If you are really curious about BetterHelp and you do want to learn more, you can go on their website, you can fill out a questionnaire, they can get a better idea of what you're looking for, or you can also go and look at reviews because they have over 1 million users around the world, which is just madness. So if you do want to go and look at the reviews, you can go and check them out. We have had quite a few messages recently of people signing up, which makes me really happy because I'm just like, I'm proud of you. You are taking your mental health to that next level, but I know not everyone is ready to like dive straight in and take the leap. So if you're on the fence, if you're thinking about it, don't worry, just go and check out the website or you can come and ask us any questions. But if you are one of those people who are ready to work on your inner world, then you can get a discount through us, and everyone loves a cheeky discount. You can get 10% off your first month of therapy. So you can head to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. Also, some people were curious if they could pay weekly, and unfortunately you cannot pay weekly. It is just by a monthly basis, but you can cancel at any time. So you're not like going to sign up to like 6 months or anything like that. You can cancel at any time. So if you are curious, maybe you can just try it for a month, see how you get on, and you can just go from there. But as I said, we're very happy to answer any questions if you are curious about BetterHelp and how it can help you. You can find us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. That's where we are every single day spreading the love. But now let's get into the episode. Okay, so I'm actually excited to talk about this. I feel like this is such a game changer once you get your head around it. Like it is a bit wild to get your head around at first. But I want to start this by questioning you. Who are you? Like, who are you? I just left a bit of a pause there just so you can actually think about it. But obviously, when someone asks us who we are, we start listing parts of our identity. I'm like, I'm Abby Farah, I'm 24 years old, I grew up in the northwest of England. You think, that's who I am, isn't it? That's what I've told myself I am. But in reality, that is just a part of us. That is just our identity. And we're going to cover a whole range of things that we are not today. And then we're going to cover what we actually are. So the first thing I am not, and what you are not as you listen to this, is you are not your thoughts. And I literally remember the first time I heard this and I was like, what? I was like, how am I not my thoughts? Like, to me, I'm the little voice that I hear in my head. That's me. And that's what comes up with most of my thoughts. So surely I am my thoughts. But we're not our thoughts. You'll notice you don't agree with every thought that comes into your mind. Your mind is simply your brain in action. Like, without your mind, your brain isn't doing anything. The mind's job is to come up with thoughts, and they don't always serve us. You'll notice you'll have those negative thoughts that you don't want to think. We also have some really weird thoughts. Do you know them really weird thoughts that come into your head and you think, why did I just think that? Honestly, we all have those thoughts. And they are not us, because, I mean, you'll know they're not you anyway because they physically don't align with your values. You also are not your thoughts because you are always here. Like, you'll notice, whoever you think you are, you're always here. And thoughts come and go. We also can't think of two things at the same time. If you didn't know that, it's a very good fact to know, because it just makes you think, when you're in that spiral of negativity, if you just swap that out for gratitude, that goes way beyond what you would ever imagine, because your mind physically can't keep thinking of the negative. Like, it has to focus on the positive. So that's a little tip for you. But yeah, going back to the point, you are not your thoughts, because if you are a thought, when the thought goes, where do you go? you didn't go anywhere. You're still here. Thoughts come and go. You are not your thoughts. And when I got my head around this, this is what actually really helped me with anxiety, because I realized that I am not the thoughts that are thinking in my head. I'm not the anxious thoughts. I am not anxiety. I am just observing the thoughts, watching them come and go. I'm not connecting to them. They are not my identity. When I think a negative thought or a harmful thought, I don't beat myself up because that's not me. It's just a thought in my mind. And this leads on to the ego. So you probably hear this word thrown about so much, the bloody ego. We've all got one. And when I say ego, I don't mean like the amazing, like stuck up version of yourself. You know, like when you're growing up, I really feel like ego is thrown about in the sense of like thinking you're amazing, thinking you're all that. But when we talk about ego in terms of like a spiritual sense, we don't mean it in that way. We mean more in the sense of your ego is what tries to protect you. It's more than likely not saying you're absolutely amazing. It's actually kind of like beating you down, trying to protect you, saying you're not safe. Maybe you might have subconscious beliefs that you're not worthy. That is your ego. And that is also not you. That's just a set of beliefs within your ego that's trying to protect you, but it's not you. And people that kind of like fall into this trap of thinking they are their ego will live their whole lives building this identity, which is fine to some degree, but what happens if that identity is taken away and they're under this illusion that they've lost a part of themselves? But they haven't lost anything. It's just your ego that's taken a little battering, but you can still like be reborn. You can still reinvent yourself. There's something still within you, and it's not your ego and it's not your thoughts. So what else is it not? We are not our emotions. We are not those highs. We're not those lows. When we fall madly in love with someone and we feel head over heels, we are not that love. Because if that ended and the love goes, like the love leaves, you don't leave. You don't go anywhere. You are not your emotions. And there's many other things that we can think we are, but we're not. But one other huge one is that we are not our bodies. We're kind of made to believe that our bodies are us, and that they are our identity and they define who we are. And I think this is where this like really negative narrative can come from, because the more we think our bodies are us and think they define us, the more we start to pick apart every single part of us and we reject parts of us. We say, they're not good enough for me. This body is not good enough for me. Like, even though it's me, I don't like this, I don't like that. I want this to be better, I want that to be better. I want to look like him, I want to look like her, because you think that your body is you and that the way people perceive your body controls your value, but that couldn't be any further from the truth. And this is where it might become a little bit confusing, so listen carefully. I feel like the more we believe we are our bodies, the more we become disconnected because we're focusing too much on the physical. When we focus on the physical and we start rejecting parts of ourselves and saying, this isn't good enough for me, the more we are physically rejecting ourselves and creating a disconnect. Ladies, listen up. Have you ever placed your hand on your womb and just like felt the presence of the energy coming off of your womb? Have you ever done that? If you haven't, then do it now. Our womb spaces are one of the most powerful things in the whole world because we birth life. Think about like one person, for example, who was born, say, 200 years ago. How many lives have they impacted? If you think like down their family line, if they reproduce and had children, and then how many of their children had children, and how much of the world would their presence have changed? Like, how much power is in that? That comes from our womb space, and we're not taught to connect to our bodies. I mean, the first time I placed my hand on like over my womb space, I just felt like emotion. I just felt like, how have I become so disconnected from my own body? Because honestly, like my first thoughts, it's getting a bit vulnerable now, but my first thoughts when I ever did that was, oh, my stomach feels like really bloated. Feels like, you know, my stomach feels big today. And I thought straight away, I'm thinking of the physical. I have this incredible, powerful womb space that can birth life into this world. And all I'm thinking about is the physical because I'm identifying with my body. I'm thinking I am my body. I'm thinking my stomach's not good enough. We will definitely talk more about the power of your womb space in future episodes. But every single woman has that power within them, whether you have a womb or not, whether you're infertile, whether you don't want children. The power we're talking about is completely energetic. and it is within you all. But as I said, we have to remember that we are not our bodies. Your body is also not aware, you'll notice. So like, say your hand's in front of you now, your left hand doesn't know that your right hand is a hand. It's you that knows that. Your body is just a portal that gets you from A to B. And don't get me wrong, it is a beautiful portal that we should connect to. But we should try to not so much focus on the physical and just realize that it's just this beautiful portal designed to take you through this life. And you were given that body for a reason. That body that you see when you look in the mirror, that wasn't given to you by accident. Like, that was beautifully designed just for you. And it's your portal to get you from birth until death. And guess what? It wants to work with you. Like, it wants to work in harmony. It wants to see you thrive. It wants to be connected to you, not disconnected. It doesn't want you to look in the mirror and think, I wish you could all change. Your body's like, I don't want you to change. Anyway, so we're getting to it. We're getting to what we actually are. So let's quickly go over what we are not. We are not our thoughts. We're not our ego. We're not our emotions. And we're not our body. You are the awareness of all of those things. Or some people call it the observer. So you're observing, you're aware of everything that's going on. And the best way I can explain this to kind of like add a visual sense to it, because obviously this is not physical what I'm talking about, so it's quite hard to like comprehend in a way. I imagine myself as an awareness, and it's like a little ball of light above my head, looking down on everything else. So it's my higher self observing what is going on. So I observe my emotions. I think, where's that emotion coming from? An emotion has always come from a thought. It's always a feedback loop. So I think, where's that emotion come from? I observe my thoughts for sure. I think that thought is not serving me. If my ego screams a thought and I think that is not even true, I will literally shut it down. I'll just be like, that's not true. Because I'm not you, I'm the observer, I'm above you, I'm looking down on you, and I'm like, sorry, you're not serving me, that's not true. And also, finally, I'm not my body. I am working in harmony with my body. That's the thing, all these things want to see you grow and thrive, as I said, they want to work in harmony. Like, your ego isn't out there to like ruin your life, your ego is to protect you. So it has a set of beliefs, and they run by those beliefs to keep you safe. So that's why we're obviously always working on rewiring those subconscious beliefs if they're not serving us, so we can really like push out of our comfort zones. But everything wants to see us grow, like our bodies. They wake us up every day, they pump blood around our body, they fight disease, they are on our side. And your job as the awareness is to just make peace with it all and observe what's going on. Also, when you do realize more that you are the awareness, it helps you question things without judging yourself too much. Like, I will question why I'm triggered. If someone says something that offends me, I think, why is that triggering me? Or even with other people, like if someone close to me says, oh, this really upset me, this really offended me. And I think in my head, well, that wouldn't offend me, or vice versa. I question and I say to them, but why is that triggering you? When you realize you are the awareness, there's so much room for observation and growth. And I honestly think, even though this is quite like spiritual talk and you can take from this what you want, you might not fully believe in this. It's something me and Grace are like fully invested in. And you'll notice in like a lot of like spiritual books, like this is like a really running theme. Even if they don't say it in those words, they're basically trying to tell you that you are the awareness. But I also think this is just really beneficial for like mental health and stuff like that, just because, especially with your thoughts, it helps you realize that everyone has weird thoughts. Everyone has negative thoughts. And you can just be the awareness. You can just watch them go by. Like, it's such a game changer, especially like with meditations and stuff. If you meditate and just notice on the fact that you are the awareness, you are just observing your thoughts. You don't attach them. You let them go. And when you let them go, it saves room for so much more beautiful things to grow inside of there. So as I just said, remembering you are the awareness is really beneficial. So I'm actually just going to leave you with this little part out of The Greatest Secret by Rhonda Byrne. So it says, when you ask yourself the question, am I aware? Immediately, awareness is notice. It didn't appear, it was always present. You simply took your attention away from thinking and put it on awareness. And so you become consciously aware. So I want you to question yourself as you go into this new week, am I aware? Those times when you get a little bit overwhelmed, which is natural, and you feel like your thoughts are racing, just say, am I aware? Am I observing my thoughts, or am I attaching to a thought and letting it pull me in all sorts of directions, like doing laps of a field That's what it can feel like sometimes when your mind's racing. Well, that's that then. You are the awareness. You are here for a beautiful life in your body, your ego, your mind. Everything is here to serve you, and you are in control because you are that little ball of awareness above everything. That is your higher self, and it wants only the best for you. Please come and let us know on Instagram what you thought of this little episode. Share it with your friends. Share it on your Instagram story if it inspired you in any way possible. I am so grateful for every single one of you listening. I hope you have a fabulous day, and I will see you next time. Bye.